proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm your host, Aaron Broughton. It's my delight to be with you today. Today's program, I'd like to share with you a testimony of Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse. He was the founder of our mission in 1949, and he lived from 1896 to 1984, and he was definitely a great witness for the Lord amongst the Jewish people as well as to the Gentiles. And this testimony that he wrote and actually became a tract is about how his dad received Jesus as his Messiah, and it's a rather interesting story that I'd like to share with you today. And the title of this is 10,000 Miles to Win a Soul by Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse. Dr. Gardenhouse wrote, "When the news of my conversion reached my father in Jerusalem, it was like a bombshell to him. Father at once considered me one as dead and spent 7 days of mourning for me called Sheva. Thenceforth, he would not permit my name to cross his lips. For years, I made many attempts to explain to my father the true meaning of my belief in Jesus. I never stopped praying for him or writing to him. Years passed until a friend of mine managed to have a brief visit with my father. He assured him that I still believed in the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When he left, he had my father's promise that he would write me. Sure enough, around the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, I received my first letter from my father urging me to repent and come home, meaning to the faith. My faith was at once strengthened, and I was determined as never before to go to Israel and personally witness to him. And that day finally came. Arriving at the airport, I was met by my sister-in-law who resided in Jaffa. Without losing a minute, we went up to Jerusalem. When we arrived there, I was told that my father was in the synagogue at prayer. As I reached the synagogue, I spotted him. Then I walked up to him and asked whether he knew who I was. He looked at me speechless. My sister-in-law then said, 'Yes, this is your younger son, Jacob.' He repeated several times, my son, Jacob, from America.' He simply could not believe that it was I. We walked to his house, and for several hours we talked without any interruption. He went to get a commentary on the Bible to point out to me what the holy rabbis have said. In that moment, God gave me strength. We sat around the table with his large commentary on the 5 books of Moses open before him. Lovingly, I sought to show my father that every prophecy concerning the Messiah had been fulfilled. What puzzled him was how the Nazarene could be Israel's true Messiah. According to their traditions, the Messiah was not only to regather Israel to the Holy Land and reign over them, but to usher in peace according to Isaiah's prediction in Isaiah 2, verse 4. That afforded me a wonderful opportunity to explain to my father the Old Testament teaching of the two comings of the Messiah. He was to first come as a suffering servant, so clearly predicted in Isaiah 53 as well as in Psalm chapter 22. Having been fulfilled in Jesus of Nazareth, he was to come again to fulfill the rest of the prophecies as the reigning king who will usher in universal peace. It was the greatest revelation he ever had. He lifted his hands and said, 'I am waiting for him.' But in order to satisfy my own heart, I asked my father, 'Are you looking for Yeshua, for Jesus?' And he said, 'Yes, Yeshua.' I did not need any greater assurance of his faith. I felt that this experience was well worth the journey of more than 10,000 miles. It was difficult to leave my father. Somehow, I felt in my heart that it was the last time I would ever see him on this earth. Not long after, I received word that he had passed away. Like Simeon of old, he had been waiting, hoping, and daily praying for the consolation of Israel. And having found him, he could say, along with Simeon, 'Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation.'" Again, this has been the testimony of Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse's father, who was saved years ago. And again, this is from 10,000 Miles to Win a Soul. I pray that this program has been a blessing to you. If this program has, we ask you that you would contact your radio station that you're hearing this on. Just give them a word of thanks for airing this program. And invite a friend as well to listen to this. If you'd like to listen to this or any of our other archive programs related to Israel and the Jewish people, I invite you to go to ibjm.org. Again, this has been 10,000 Miles to Win a Soul with Dr. Jacob Gardenhouse. You've been listening to the Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.